love it. And I say beloved because when you look at this season that we have been in, you are the beloved of God. Just for the very fact that he chose to allow himself to be wrapped in flesh and come into this world and to be birthed through a woman, someone that in that season, in that time, was considered a second-class citizen, that you really and truly did not have any rights of your own. And today, beloveds, that's why I say beloved. And I just want to thank God for everybody that is here today and everybody that's watching, and thankful for our pastor that this is the last Sunday of the year for us to have a message over this pulpit. And I count it no small thing that she asked me to do this morning. And I promise, but y'all know I love me some Jesus. Woo! And I am going to try my best to let it be sweet, to the point, powerful, and move you along into the rest of your day. And so I prayed and fasted, and I asked the Lord, God, what is it that you want me to bring? What is the message that you want me to give to this congregation? Because I see the call of God that is on my life as I'm more of a messenger. I preach different places and all kind of different type of churches. And most of the time when I go, wherever I'm going, God gives me a specific word for that particular house and those particular people that are listening if the service is online. And what God gave me for the Grove Church and the friends of the Grove and everybody that is at home listening, the word that God gave me was, redemption is a partnership. And our main focus today is going to be on that part of partnership. And the background for my story today is that Mary had to come into partnership with the Holy Spirit of God. And Luke 1 and 35 in the Amplified Version says, when the angel replied, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. And Mary's response to this, coming from the Living Translation, Luke 1 and 38, Mary responded, I am the Lord's servant, and may everything you have said about me come true. And then the angel left her. This is a picture of the partnership between the angel delivering the message from the Holy Spirit and Mary responding to the message. And beloveds, today, this story of redemption that we have in our lives, Mary did not have to say yes. Just like when I found myself in the projects, out on a date, trying to meet Mr. Wright. But the young lady said to me, God is calling you. And I just started to cry. I just started to cry on the spot, and I totally forgot why I even came to that house. And then the next thing I know, I was on my knees and I was saying yes to God. And this is the part where Mary could have said no, but Mary chose to come into partnership with the situation that she was in. She could have not believed what the angel was saying to her. And partly a little bit when she's saying, oh, how can this be? I'm a virgin. How can this be? That's a little piece right there saying, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a virgin. I ain't never been with nobody. What are you trying to tell me? Excuse me. But what did she do? She chose in a situation that was totally new to her, that she knew nothing about. Just like me that day, kneeling in the projects on that floor and saying yes to God. She chose to say yes to God. And whatever your salvation story is, that you chose to say yes to God one day. Because if you didn't choose to say yes, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be in this building. You wouldn't be watching online. You could be doing something else, but you chose to say yes. And in this picture, there's a picture in this partnership with Mary and his son. There is God. There is Jesus in the midst of this. And this is a great picture of redemption. This is a great picture of partnership. And it says in John 3:16 in the New Living Translation, for this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only son so that everyone who believed in him will not perish, but have eternal life. And beloved, that is the flat out picture of redemption right there. And my brother over here, he said it already this morning. Already he said it so beautifully. And let's make it plain. I don't know about you all, but I was a messed up person. Okay? I didn't have it all together. I didn't have it all right. I had somebody ask me, one of the ladies asked me last week. She said to me, she said, Pastor Barbara, don't you ever get anxious? And I thought to myself, Lord have mercy, Jesus, I was one of the most scariest people that you ever want to see. That's my sister sitting over there with her beautiful self in her red jacket. The Reverend Wilkerson, that's my prayer buddy and my prayer partner right there in the mighty name of Jesus. And she will tell you, I was one scary person. I'm almost 5'8". My sister is 5 feet. She had to beat people for me. Okay? I'm not telling y'all to beat up nobody, though. That was bullies coming after me, and my sister loved me, and she didn't want me to get hurt. Okay? But thanks be to God that Jesus came in this world. And when Jesus came in this world through the birth of Mary, when that partnership happened, and I came into reconciliation with that partnership, and Jesus came in my heart, when I knew that God Almighty loved me enough to die for me, enough to shed his blood for me, most of that fear left my heart. Because, beloveds, just like the Holy Spirit had Mary's back, the angel had Mary's back, God had Mary's back, and even her betrothed had her back. God has ours. God has ours. God is watching over us. God made a plan of redemption for us. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. I'm getting happy up here, y'all. Because just thinking about Jesus And when I think, it's an old song, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, hallelujah, like Nicole was just saying about a thankful heart, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my very soul cries out, woo, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Because today, hallelujah, Mary said yes. God said yes. The angel said, yes, I will go. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, I am willing to come from the streets of glory and put on decaying, pooping, stinking flesh, call it like it is, and come into this world that they can be redeemed. Beloved, we have much to be thankful for this partnership. And we thank the Lord for Jesus in the midst of this. Jesus could have said no. Just like when I was on that floor, or when somebody was witnessing to one of you or one of you out there about Jesus Christ, you could have ignored them. You could have said, I don't have no time for that. I don't believe in that. Oh, you just need a crutch. So you trying to get me one too? Thanks be to God. I don't know about y'all, but I need a crutch. And I am thankful that that crutch, that that one loved me enough, loved you enough to come into this world. And the New Living Translation says, Jesus talking to his father, Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet, I want your will to be done. And beloveds, we are coming out of this year and going into a brand new year. And that's something also that God laid on my heart in the midst of this partnership. And sometimes God can have us to do something, or he can send us out on an assignment to do something. It could even be something as simple as, I remember a story when I was in Boston and I was in cosmetology school, call it beauty school, whatever you want to call it. And I was traveling on the trolley, and there was a lady that got off of the trolley, and God spoke in my heart, just speak to that lady and say, Jesus loves you. And I was tussling with that thing. I was like, Lord, do I really gotta say this to this lady, God? Can't you just let me go to class? I didn't want to say anything to that lady. I didn't know that lady. But, like Jesus, nevertheless, Lord, okay, I'm going to do what you tell me to do. And so I said to the lady, with a smile on my face, I said, Jesus loves you, my God from heaven. Woo! That lady bust out crying. She bust out crying right in the street. And she said to me, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I needed to hear that. So bad. I needed to hear that. So coming into this new year, I want your will to be done, not mine. Let that be something that you speak in partnership to Almighty God, is that you want God's will to be done, not yours. Because what if I didn't say that to that lady? That lady would have missed that blessing. What if Jesus didn't say yes to the Father? that I will come and come into this world, and that he didn't in the garden say yes to God. All of us listening, we would not be here. So I'm saying to you today, beloveds, let that be words that you say coming into this new year. Father, not my will, but let your will be done. And then do it. And the thing is so wonderful and so beautiful, just like Mary, she didn't have to go and try to get the baby Jesus to come into her. What did God say? I will overshadow you. And when we're out and about and being the light in this dark world, God is overshadowing us. God is there to help us to be light into this world, because somebody doesn't know that redemption exists. We take it for granted that everybody knows about Jesus. There is somebody that does not know about Jesus. There is somebody that does not know this in John 3:16, that God so loved. They don't feel loved. They feel all alone. They feel like nobody cares about me. But beloveds, the truth came into the world. The truth is living inside of you because of Jesus Christ. And it is God's perfect will as us as believers, and as us that we have Christ in us, the hope of glory, to be that light in this world. And Romans 8:28, we are assured and know that God, being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good to and for those who love God and are called according to his design and his purpose. And that scripture right there backs it up, that the design and the purpose that God has for your life. Can I save the whole world? No, I cannot. Can I go to every person on the planet? No, I cannot. But each and every one of us that is in here, and each and every one of us that is listening, has a part of this world that God intends for us to go to. It could be that neighbor that's next door. It could be that neighbor that's getting a little bit older. And you go over there, maybe you cut their grass, and just tell them, Jesus loves you. That's planting that seed into their lives. Thank you. Be to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. And I say today, even let us come into even deeper partnership with each other and our family, our friends, and this church family. We just looked at the partnership it took for redemption to come into this world. But then that also paints a picture of partnership for us. When Miss Elizabeth and Edmund is directing and all the singers are singing and I'm in the midst of them, I'm in partnership. And I'm not a perfect singer. Lord knows, by no means, I love to sing, but I mess it up sometimes. So I thank God that I have them in partnership with me. And they are certain sisters and brothers that are singing with me that they'll whisper to me. And they'll help me and say, yeah, Pastor Barbara, you're supposed to do it like this. And I am so thankful for that. Because nobody can get through this world without partnership. This world could not even be created without partnership. It said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. That's partnership. that spoke and created that sun that we are enjoying, that dirt that we plant seeds and have food to eat. And a husband and a wife plant a seed and we get a beautiful baby into this world. Partnership. So when you go and you're going into this new year, think about that partnership. There are people in this church that I am so thankful for, that some of the hardest and the roughest times in my family's life, I came into this building and there was a hug over here. There was a, oh, you are right over here. There was a, I'm praying for you over here. Hallelujah. I thank God for this partnership. Even when Jason is standing here trying to ring the bell, but maybe he don't do it just that fast. I feel the love around us coming from these pews. And I remember when our precious Mr. David Hicks was still here. And when we first came here, yeah, I'm gonna cry. When I first came here to this church, and Mr. Lamar said to me, he said, you know what? Everybody has something to do for God. And he said, we're gonna find something for Jason to do. That was partnership right there. If that partnership did not happen, Jason would not be standing there ringing that bell. Jason wouldn't have been on the door greeting people for years. If Mr. David didn't take his time and teach Jason to stand on that door, and he was so patient, because y'all know my beloved sweet son, he is who he is, and he has the challenges that he do, and sometimes he jump, and he jump around, and Mr. David ain't worried nothing about that. Mr. David just stood there on that stoop and let him jump around, and then Jason would come back up to the top of the platform and hand out the papers and go jump around some more, and he stayed out there with my son until he came to the place that he could stand at that door by himself. Thank you for partnering with my son. And I'm saying to you all, it is some awesome fly people in this church, in your life, and be in partnership with them. Yeah. I brought this painting for you all to see. Hallelujah. Let me tell y'all about this painting. Now, this was a gift that God blessed me with. One of the ladies in this church, she's a new person in this church. And she also helped us in the woman's need retreat. Thank you, sister. In the woman's retreat, she helped us all to make those ornaments that are on that tree. And then she took them to the kids, and the kids worked with them. So she gave me a gift for Christmas, and she told me, you can't open this until Christmas morning. And she made this painting for me. This is what this painting is about. This painting is just us moving together in love for one another. Now that right there is what I'm saying this morning about partnership. The Holy Spirit from heaven and the Father, Jesus Christ, saying yes, and the angel bringing the message and bringing the message to Mary, and Mary saying, yes, I will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I believe right at that moment when she says yes, overshadow came, because nothing happens without yes. Partnership don't happen without yes. And this sweet sister that made this painting for me, her and her husband, they didn't know me. They were new here in the church. And they just came and reached out and it just came up to me with such love. It just blew my mind, which happens to me a whole lot in this church. Woo! A whole lot in this church. Because a lot of times I could have come through the door. Hallelujah. And it could have been a hard week, hallelujah. Because sometimes when you have someone in your life that is a special person, I'm not going to sit up here and act like it's an easy thing all the time. There is great love. There is great compassion. But sometimes it is hard. And I would come into this church and somebody's over here saying, okay, Pastor Barbara, come and give me a hug. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I come get you a hug. But in the same time that I'm giving that hug, I'm getting hugged back. And we're in partnership together in the middle of that hug. And it gives me strength. Or Elizabeth or Edmund will pick a song. And I'm coming in the door, hallelujah, and they're practicing. And that song is being sung. And that song partners with my heart, my mind, my soul, my spirit. And lift me from the place that I'm in, that I am struggling. And puts me in another place. And I begin to say, thank you, Lord, in my heart. And I begin to rejoice before the Lord. So I'm saying to you all today, beloveds, partner with God. I'm about done. Partner with God more than you ever have in your life. Because you see this world. You see how bad this world needs the believers, the children of the Most High God. They need us. We are the light. We the light in this world. So let us partner with God like we never have before. And let us partner with one another. Let me read these closing scriptures to you. And as y'all can see, I love reading out of a whole bunch of different translations. Because I love to see the different ways that God manifests the word of God through different theologians and the different ways that it's said. And our last verse is coming from, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I got happy, y'all. I'm just saying. Thank you, Jesus. It's coming from Ecclesiastes, the 4th chapter and the 9th verse. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labors. And the New Living Translation, same verse. Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. The Christian Standard Bible, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labors. Hallelujah. And their efforts. Contemporary English versions, you are better having a friend, so true, than to be all alone. Because then you will get more enjoyment out of what you earn. Beloved, I want you to remember these three things of focus. Redemption came into this world through the partnership of God, the Holy Spirit, the Son of God, and the angel and Mary. And this next point, come into a closer partnership with God. Commit to and do God's will over your own will. And our last thought, come into a closer partnership with your family, friends, church family, and make new friends as you are led by the Spirit of God. Because let's go over here on the other side of it. Everybody ain't somebody for you to be connected to. I am a domestic violence survivor. And if that person is a person that you are not safe to be in, and it doesn't have to be a physical abuse thing, it could be a verbal abuse thing. And in this church, one of the sisters in this church, just last week, we were all laughing and having a conversation, and I said something about myself and the way that I talk. I said it in a derogatory manner, like it wasn't a good thing. And what was so lovely to me that she's young enough to be my daughter, but that don't mean nothing, because you can learn something from a five-year-old or a two-year-old little baby. And she said to me, Pastor Barbara, don't you say that like that about yourself. Hallelujah. Two are better than one. And that day she was the light showing me. I didn't even realize that what I was saying was something I should not have been saying about myself. But because she cared enough about me to say, don't you do that. I went home and I prayed and I said, God, oh no, I wonderfully, and each and every one of you are wonderfully and skillfully made. And you are a tool in the master's hand. And even this that we had in the bulletin today, when the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and the princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins to find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to build the nation, to bring peace among brothers, to make music in the heart. None of this happens without partnership. Even Jesus had 12 disciples. Even Jesus had to come through a woman. So, beloveds, today, I just want to end this with a little song, and then I'm going to pray, and the praise team going to get up here. It's a song I used to hear. Old church mothers used to sing in church. If I can help somebody along the way, if I can just help somebody along the way, just in my living will